This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 37, Facebook Ad Fundamentals, Boosting, Budgeting, and the Basics. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. Welcome to episode number 37 of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And it seems like these episodes are just flying by. It seems like just last week the show started. And I was kind of reflecting back on this show and how it's grown recently. And I wanted to get back to some basics because I've been getting a ton of questions recently. I had a good friend of mine reach out and say that a lot of people are sharing that they don't really understand boosted posts and testing and kind of some of the fundamentals of Facebook ads. And so I decided that this week I want to dive into some of the really basic fundamentals of boosting, budgeting, and basics for Facebook ads. Now, before we dive into that, I want to let you know that starting October 31st, I'm doing a free week-long event where I'm going to help you create your five-figure challenge in just 1 week. We're going to give you daily emails, live stream video training, access to an exclusive Facebook group. We're going to be sharing the exact systems that my students have used to go from $0 to $10,000 launches with their challenges. So if you've been hearing me talking about five-day challenges and you're thinking, I really need to do one of those, you need to get yourself over to 5dayhustle.com. That's 5dayhustle.com. Get yourself signed up, drop your name and email. You'll be invited to the private group, and we would love to work with you. And I thought, wow, this challenge comes at just the right time, because once you kind of figure out what you want to do your challenge on, then you have to fill it up, and Facebook ads are a great way to do that. So without further ado, let's dive in to Facebook ad fundamentals, boosting, budgeting, and basics you need to know. So one of the big mistakes that I see when people go to run their Facebook ads is that they want to boost or they want to get more, right? They just know that they want more sales, more growth, more business, more likes, more. And the problem with more is that it's not definable. And so I want you to step back for a second. And I understand that everybody listening is at varying levels. Maybe you make $1,000 a month, $10,000, $100,000. It doesn't matter how much you make a month. I want you to step back for a second and I want you to put on your business hat. And as a business owner, one of the things we have to be thinking about is how does the money we invest in our business come back to us? And the golden rule of Facebook ads, one of the first videos in my training program, one of the first things I tell my clients, something you'll find all over my site, the golden rule of Facebook ads, you need to have an end goal before you start. And so I want you to think about, what are my real goals with Facebook ads? And what happens when I ask this question is I get a lot of stuff like, I want to reach more people. I want to get more people to like my page. I want to get more eyes on my content. But those aren't really goals. Those are things we want more of. So the golden rule is, what are the measurable metrics or the measurable outcomes that I want to achieve from my Facebook ad? Do you want to get 5 people into your premium program? Are you in direct sales and you want to sell more copies of one of your programs or more offers or more of your product, right? You have to be really clear on what you want before you ever run an ad. And the reason that a lot of people aren't clear on what they want is we just know we want more, right? So it comes back to that thing of, well, obviously I want more money and more customers and more reach, but the easiest way to do that is to hit that little boost post button. But let's step back. I promise we'll talk about the boost button. I had so many things show up in my inbox over the last couple of weeks about the boost post, so I guarantee we'll talk about it. But I want to talk to you about the basic structure and flow of how Facebook advertising works to kind of help you understand why boosting may not be the best investment, and then we'll talk about it. So when you're running a Facebook ad, if you're looking to generate new sales, which is what most people are looking to do when they're dipping their toe into the water, they're looking to get new people into their funnel, in front of their content, onto their blog, you're trying to get your content in front of more people. So that means you're putting your ad in front of people who don't know who you are. Now, If you want those people to take action, you need to tell them what action. Now, the reality is, you are showing up in their newsfeed kind of unannounced. They probably don't know who you are, but when you run a Facebook ad, you show up in a stranger's newsfeed. Maybe it's a nice picture of you. But here's the first thing. It's very easy to get people to click to read a blog, to sign up for a freebie, to engage with your post, but it's hard to get people to buy from you the first time they meet you, right? So imagine if you walked up to a stranger on the street and you were like, hey, do you want to buy my thing? It's $9.99. They're going to be like, I don't know who you are. You need to leave now, right? So we have to think about Facebook ads in the same light. What do we ultimately want to get out of these? Well, in most cases, it's more customers. And so if you have a freebie, a freemium, a lead magnet, an opt-in, if you're just dipping your toe in the Facebook ad water, that's what you should be driving traffic to, in my opinion. And the reason is that's measurable. We can get people onto your email list. We can send them an email and invite them to join our paid programs or sell our products. But the reality is, if you just throw out a post or you throw out a buy now offer, you throw it up in front of essentially strangers, they're probably not going to buy it from you, right? And so this way, we can run an ad, we can get these people on our email list, and we're able to warm up and nurture potential customers, which is really vital to success. So with that being said, let's dive into boosting posts. So just to recap what we've talked about so far, the golden rule of ads is that you need to have a really clear goal of what you want to achieve. In most cases, it's going to be leads, sales, or potentially more likes, more comments on your page, okay? Second, we talked about how you want to put a free offer in front of them, a freemium, a lead magnet, even a blog post potentially, but you want to put that in front of them because we want people who don't know us to get our free content first so we can build that trust and connection before we ask them to buy. So that takes us to boosting posts. Now, here's the thing. Boosting posts has changed, right? The expert, so to speak, consensus was you don't boost posts. And that was pretty hard fast in the industry for several years, you could say. The reality is, I still don't recommend boosting posts. And here are a few reasons why. Number one, boosting posts will get you results. Absolutely. There are specific scenarios where boosting a post makes sense, right? If you need to get more action, if you do a live stream and you want to push it out to your audience, if you create a sale and you want to put it to people who already know you and you want to boost it to people who like your page, right? Boosting is great. Here's why I don't recommend using the boost button. While the features have expanded and the options have expanded and you can do a whole lot more, when you use the Power Editor, which if you don't know, the Power Editor is essentially an advanced Facebook ad management panel. Anyone can use it, totally free. But there's a tool called the Power Editor. And within the Power Editor, you get more advanced options from boosting posts. Okay, so you can actually go into the Power Editor and boost a post, but you can say what countries you want it to go to, what age, you can run it to certain parts of your audience and not other parts of your audience. You can target pages that people aren't following. You can target cold market pages. So it's not necessarily, in my opinion, that boosting is a negative thing or that boosting doesn't work. In fact, boosting works very well. It's just, why would we want to use that boost button when we can go into the Power Editor and use a more robust version of that, okay? So boosting does work. Now, here's the second thing that we need to think about, and this comes back to the golden rule of ads. The second thing I always want to check in with when we're boosting posts is, why are we boosting them, okay? I have this saying, which is likes, hearts, shares, you know, love on Instagram, hearts on Periscope, likes on Facebook, those don't pay your bills, okay? And sometimes we get caught up because we want to be popular, but profitability is way more important than popularity. So if you're ever like, man, I wish more people were commenting on these posts, I would flip the script on you and say, why? Why do you want more people commenting on your posts? Is it because you think if more people are commenting on your post, you'll sell more products? Because if that's the case, well, don't make them go the long way. Put your freemium or your opt-in in front of them. Put your opt-in offer in front of them and let them opt in, right? Or if you're boosting a post because you want more action on a post, my question is, why? Is it for social proof? Is it because that post is tied to a sale that you're running? Is it because you're launching a webinar or a free event and you're looking to get more people in front of your offer? So the biggest issue I see with boosting posts is two parts. Number one, we want to make sure that we're not boosting for the ease of throwing money at Facebook, right? Yes, it's easy to click that boost button. However, there are much more effective ways to market. Number two, we want to make sure that we're doing it for the right reasons. So if you're boosting just simply to get more engagement or to get more people talking, that's fine if that's your ultimate goal. But remember, engagement or people talking to you, those things don't necessarily quantify to money. So we want to be thinking about, how can I run an ad that generates revenue? And again, the pretty simple, clear model is drive someone to a free piece of content, your freemium. With your freemium, you follow up via email and you invite them to buy a paid product, okay? Generally speaking, that's how things work. And if you're curious as to how true that is, I can give you an example that's not in the business space. So when Netflix was first getting started, we're going to do a little story here. When they were first getting started, they used to run a ton of advertisements for free Netflix trial. And they would run these ads on Facebook and Google and all over the place. And it said, sign up for Netflix, free 2-week trial. Hopefully I'm not the only one who remembers this. The thing is, that was what Netflix needed. They wanted more potential customers in the door, right? Now, luckily, they can do a free trial as a freemium, but you could have a PDF, a webinar, a challenge, a video series, any number of things. In this case, Netflix was using a 2-week trial as their opt-in offer, right? So what made more sense than trying to get people to interact with the Netflix brand was to put them in front of a free offer that was designed to turn them into customers. So hopefully you're starting to see, it's not that boosting is bad or that boosting doesn't work. It's that boosting, in a lot of cases, can be a really short-sighted solution. And inside the Power Editor, you're no longer considered boosting that post with the boost button. Now, if you're saying you want to boost that post from the Power Editor, we use that terminology sometimes, that's a little different than the general consensus on boosting a post. But I want you to get this. Big companies don't boost posts, and success leaves clues. Now, I get it. Some companies boost posts. Sometimes you want to boost a post for the right reasons. And like I said, if you are boosting it for a reason that makes sense to the growth of your business, do it. Don't let anybody, myself included, tell you something that's growing your business or works for your business is the wrong way to do it. The key is, make sure, one more time, I'm going to keep reiterating this throughout the episode because it is the fundamentals and I want to hammer this point home. Make sure everything you do is designed to build your business's bottom line. Because if you spend $100 boosting posts, you get 200 new likes and people are talking to you, that's great. How are you gonna convert them to customers? And if you have that answer and boosting works for you, go for it, all right? So that's kind of my say on boosted posts. And there was a couple of other questions that came up around these. There were a few people that wanted to know, like, how often should you boost? How much money do you need to spend? What's the best time and what's the best budget for it? And so I decided that rather than addressing just the boosted post budget, I would talk about your Facebook ad budget as a whole. So by now, you're listening to this episode, you have probably heard the $5 a day theory. So I just want to clear some stuff up about what that is. Does it work? Does it not work? The $5 a day theory basically says you can grow your business using Facebook ads $5-$10 a day. It's very hot word, especially in the Facebook ads industry. But here is the thing. That is true. You can build your business at $5 to $10 a day on Facebook ads. When my business was doing multiple five figures a month when we first got there, I don't even think we were spending more than about $1,000 a month on Facebook. Now, in launches, we spent more, but on average, we were only around $1,000 a month, and we were doing very well. So the key is you don't need to spend a ton of money on Facebook ads. However, know that however much you spend is going to be in line with what you kind of reap, right? So what you sow, you reap, right? We've heard that before. If you're spending $5 a day, and let's say it's costing you a dollar to put somebody on your email list, you're never going to get more than 5 leads a day, right? Now, you might have a lower lead cost, a higher lead cost, but we're just using a dollar to keep everything simple. So if your goal is to bring in 300 people to your business a month, you need to spend $300. If your goal is to bring in 500 a month, you need to spend $500. Now, again, I'm using that dollar as an arbitrary amount, but what I want you to think about is this. If your goal right now is to make, say, $10,000 this month, okay, and you have a $200 product, if you're looking to make $10,000 on a $200 product, you need to sell 50 of them. And let's just say that your conversion rate, which is essentially how many people sign up for the offer that you put in front of them, let's say that you convert 4%, okay? You convert 4% of people that sign up to your email list, right? Well, if you converted 4% of people that sign up to your email list to a $200 product, you would need 1,250 people to make $10,000. So if you're spending 5, 10 bucks a day on Facebook ads, you're not going to reach that number. Now, does that mean you won't maybe make 3,000 or 4,000? No, it just means you probably won't get to 10,000. So when we talk about how much we should spend and when we should be boosting posts and how much should we be spending on our ads total, I want you to step back from how much do I spend on my ads to what are my business goals right now and the budget I have with my business, okay? Because if you focus on spending $5 a day or how much do I spend on ads versus what do I need to spend to bring this number of people into my business, it's just a very different dynamic to think about it that way. And so I recommend that you spend, you know, $5 to $10 a day to start if you want. But as you go to scale your business, you're going to have to scale your spend. You're not going to be running a multi six-figure business on $5 of ads a day. Now, can you? Sure. Are people doing it? Absolutely. Does it require work and other things? 100%. So when it comes to budgeting and how often to boost your posts and things like that, again, remember, we want to remove ourselves from what is the standard of like Facebook land. That's kind of irrelevant. The real question is, what is the goal of your business and what do you need to have happen with ads in order to have those goals realized, okay? Now, the second part about budgeting is that you want to leave a testing budget, okay? If you are spending $300 a month on Facebook ads, or you budget $300 to spend from here going forward, you're probably going to need to use about 100 to 150 of it just to test. So ads are not an exact science. And there are things that we can do. We can interpret the stats. We can read up on them. But they are not an exact science. What that means is that we have to test when we set up our ads. And the easiest way to do this is to take one ad, like one set of text, one image, and just run it to like 10 different pages, okay? So we are doing this right now. We're in the middle of a big launch. And the first thing that my ads person did when we started, because I'm working with an ads person because I've got so much going on with this launch, but the first thing that we did is we sat down, we strategized the entire launch. But when we actually kicked off, we set up 100 different ad sets, right? So 100 different places that we're running advertisements to. And here is the crazy part. Half of those are not working. Let me say that again. We're running 100 different ad sets and over half of them are not converting to signups for our free challenge. Why is that? Because ads are not an exact science. And if we don't put money into actually testing, we'll never know. Now, the 100 ad sets is a little more rigorous than you have to do if you're just getting started. And just to clarify this, when I say 100 ad sets, what I mean is we took one image and we ran it to about 50 to 100 different pages, okay? We took a couple of images, couple of texts, we ran it to 100 different places to see which ones actually work. Now, to put this in a more approachable number, let's say you want to spend $300 this month. What you might do is spend $5 a day on 10 different ads, let it run for 48 hours. Now you have 10 ad sets that you've tested, 10 ads that you've seen if they convert or not. About 20 to 30% should if you do everything correctly. And then after you do that, you've spent $100, but now you have a couple of ads that actually work. And so that's the other downside to boosting posts is that when you're boosting posts, you're not collecting this data on what converts for your audience. And as you scale, regardless of what your business, what your industry, what your plans are, eventually you'll get to a point where you do need to run Facebook ads for lead generation. You do need to run Facebook ads so that you're getting paid. You do need to scale up your spend to get these kinds of results. And so if you're really stuck on boosting and you're never testing and actually running advertisements, you're kind of digging yourself into a hole because you're building an audience and you don't know how to build that audience going forward, okay? So that's kind of my piece on budgeting and testing. Yes, $5 a day, $10 a day will work, but you have to realize that your goals need to be in alignment with your spend. And then number two, make sure that you're actually testing, right? There is a part of your budget that you have to allocate before you can spend $5-$10 a day to actually figuring out where to spend that $5-$10 a day. And ultimately, because this testing and this long-term advertisement is a better growth strategy for sustained long-term growth of your business, I would recommend this over boosting. And again, this comes back to why most experts don't recommend boosting. It's not that it doesn't work or that it's inherently bad. It's that, yes, you could put $10 over there, but $10 over here creates such a measurable impact on your business, okay? So the last little piece that I want to talk about to wrap up the basics and fundamentals are pixels. So to recap, we've talked about how and when to boost, understanding goal setting with your Facebook ads, understanding budgeting and testing, and we're going to wrap it up with pixels. Now, pixels absolutely confuse the heck out of people, and I totally understand why. You see, the Facebook pixel is a couple of lines of code, and the minute I say that, I've done a few live events, I've talked about Facebook ads before, and there's always this look in the room of like, oh, he said code. It's already out of my ability. And that's just not true. So if you have a WordPress site, lead pages, ClickFunnels, Entreport, Infusionsoft, ConvertKit, it doesn't matter. Almost everything integrates with Facebook ads these days. All you have to do is Google Facebook Pixel and the software you're using for your website, for your signup pages. You can literally Google how to install the pixel. So I'm not going to go super in depth in how to install it because number one, there's so many different platforms I couldn't cover it if I wanted to. And number two, I want to empower you to go out, look it up and do it because that's where the magic happens in business when you take action, right? So what I want to talk about is how pixels work and understanding how they work, because what I find is that once I break down how they work for people and what they really are at a very basic level, suddenly they're no longer confusing. So we know what a pixel is, and if you don't, I'll tell you real quick. So a pixel is just a little square that makes up our screen. So like photographs, your television, your computer, it's actually composed of like millions of itty bitty little squares called pixels. So the image you're looking at is actually a ton of squares. It's a grid that is pixels. The Facebook pixel is this invisible little square that gets thrown on your page, and when it loads, it fires off in Facebook. Now, the way the new pixel works, because there's a newer Facebook pixel, so it'll be pretty much phased out by the time that this recording goes live. But if you have the old pixels, just know you should move to the new pixels. That's the best advice I have for you because they're going to be discontinued. If you only have one set of pixels, it's the new pixels. You don't need to stress. So pixels, when they load on that page, it sends a message to Facebook. Now, your core pixel, when you go into your ads manager and you click pixel and you copy the pixel text, the default pixel is a page view pixel. And essentially, we want to put the page view pixel everywhere that we are having our audience go, whether we're sending ads there or we're just driving traffic there naturally or organically with Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter. What happens is the core pixel, you put it on every page that you own. And Facebook will track who is going there. So if Bob visits heartsoulhustle.com, he'll be tagged with that pixel. And when he logs into his Facebook, if I choose to run ads to people who have visited my website, Bob will get that ad. So the fundamental pixel, that core pixel that you install everywhere, that is simply tracking activity. Okay, so you want to have that on every single page. Now, where people get really tripped up with pixels is when you go to conversions. And just to be clear, a conversion in Facebook is anytime somebody takes the desired action you want from your ad. So to make it really simple, I'm going to use this example going forward. If you drive traffic to a landing page, they sign up for your freemium, freebie, opt-in, and they make it to the thank you page, that's a conversion, right? If they don't make it to the thank you page, it's not a conversion. So the way conversions work is you can use what are called standard events or a custom conversion. A custom conversion means you type in the website address, and if somebody visits it, Facebook will count that as a conversion. Then there's standard events, which is where you just put a part of code on the thank you pages, and that will trigger the conversion. Okay, so custom conversions and standard events are both types of conversions, but the key is a standard event, you only get one of nine choices. A custom conversion, you can name it whatever you want, you can assign it any value that you want, and a custom conversion will allow you to track conversions if you can't access the thank you page or you don't have coding ability on that page, okay? So let's step back because I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but I promise I will bring it full circle with your pixel, okay? So when I'm explaining the pixels, I like to add a little bit on and then recap and add a little on and recap. So let's recap again. So the Facebook pixel, the one that you copy directly from Facebook, you put that on every single page you have. That simply tracks viewing activity. Then on your thank you pages, on the pages that people see directly after they've taken the desired action, you can either set up a custom conversion that will track when that happens based on the web address, or you can install, in addition to that Facebook pixel, a small piece of code called a standard event that will trigger when they land on that thank you page. Now, people want to know, like, okay, if I install a custom conversion or a standard event on my thank you page and somebody visits it that's not from my Facebook ads, will it count? And the answer is no. Facebook will only count conversions that come as a result of the ads. It's very smart like that. Now, to really cement this, I have this little analogy that I've used time and time again. It really brings things together from my experience for people. So to understand how you're tracking conversions with Facebook. Number one, your conversions only go on thank you pages, right? Because you're only counting a conversion or a standard event after it happens. Now, a standard event and a custom conversion, I like to think about them like those little clickers that people used to have at baseball games. So way back before we used to have the automated turnstiles, if you remember, or if you've just seen movies, if you're young like me, I don't remember this, but I know it used to happen. They used to click when people walked in. It was just this little handheld clicker and it would just click, 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 click. And it didn't know about the people. It didn't store any data about the people. All it knew was that this is how many people we've gotten and this is the result that they've gotten. They've walked in and we counted them. That's how a Facebook pixel works. Essentially, anytime it loads on a page with a custom conversion or a standard event, it just goes click and adds one. So if I run an ad and I run it to my landing page, somebody clicks on the ad and then they put in their name and email. When they make it to the thank you page, I've put a standard event there and it goes click and now it's counted them. So that's how conversions work. And it's actually very simple. And just to clarify one more point, okay? Standard events are what Facebook calls what you add to the code. So they're going to give you this line of pixel code and they'll show you, if you go into your ads manager, they'll show you exactly where to put it. It goes in the head section of a web page. With WordPress, there are plugins, lead pages. There's a place you can just paste it right in. You know, it's super easy. All you have to do is do a quick Google on it. And then on the thank you page, you have two options, okay? So you can add a piece of code that tags that person with that little click, or you can tell your whole Facebook panel when someone lands on that page, I want to count them as a click, which is called a custom conversion, okay? So we can manually code in a conversion, or if we can't do that, we just tell Facebook when that conversion counts. So custom conversions and standard events are very similar, but standard events are more standardized. Go figure. And there's several standard events that you can use. You can do add to cart, purchases, leads, complete registration. But again, what I want you to remember is that whatever the standard event is called, that's just a placeholder, right? At the end of the day, all the conversions you're tracking are just a click. Click, click, click. It's a little click on that clicker. So whether you are tracking complete registrations, purchases, leads, you're just putting that code on the thank you page and hitting the click button. And again, I want to wrap this up with something very simple. People get really, really, really tripped up when you say it's a line of code that you paste. It is literally a copy and paste, and you just have to know where to paste it, okay? So do a Google for whatever your platform is. It's different from Squarespace than it is from WordPress, than it is from Lead Pages, than it is from ClickFunnels, than it is from Wix, than it is from ConvertKit, than it is from Infusionsoft. So there are subtleties, but the core fundamentals of how that code works is the same everywhere. So I promise you, if you Google install Facebook Pixel and your software, exactly how to do it will come up. It'll probably even come up on YouTube, which makes it so much easier to do. So let's wrap this up with a couple of tips, calls to action, and a little recap on everything that we just covered. So we started by talking about the golden rule of Facebook ads, understanding that you need to have a goal in mind that's designed to move your business forward, not just create vanity metrics like more likes, more views, more reach. We want to make sure that we're doing things that actually grow our business, not just grow our vanity metrics. Then we talked a little bit about boosting posts and how like there is a time and a place, and yes, they can work effectively, but in reality, you get a lot more features when you go into the Power Editor. It's not the most effective use of your budget if you're just getting started with ads because it's not directly adding leads to your list. And does it work? Absolutely. Are there more effective uses of your money and better ways to do it? The answer is yes as well. We dove a little bit into budgeting and testing and understanding the $5, $10 a day mentality, how it works, where it might come out a little short or where it might come up short for what we want. But we talked about the budgeting and testing and how to get that set up so that you're able to run ads that are constantly adding emails to your list without having to constantly be boosting posts or trying to figure out what people want. And then we wrapped with pixels because I always get questions about them, and truthfully, I think it's helpful to have a little audio recording and explain them without the visual so that you're not being overwhelmed by all the clicks and the content. But we went into pixels. We talked about how they work, exactly what custom conversions and standard events do. And we didn't go exactly how to install them to your platform, but we talked about where to install them and how you can go about finding how to install Facebook pixels for your specific ad platform. Now, if you've made it this far, you might be wondering, okay, let's say I've decided I want to set up a really nice Facebook ad. I want to start generating leads for my business. You can go to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. That's heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. We'll also list this in the show notes, but I've got a free little workbook that helps you write your first high converting Facebook ad in like the next 15, 20 minutes. So if you're like, okay, I want to learn a little more, I want to learn more about pixels and more about budget and more about boosting, get yourself signed up for that free workbook. And we'll also send you some really awesome training material over the next week, week and a half after you sign up. So again, heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. Get yourself your free high converting Facebook ads workbook if all of that resonated with you. So finally, we get to go into the wrap up, which is my absolute favorite part of the show because it's the action part. So if you want reference to anything we talked about today, you can head to heartsoulhustle.com/37. That's heartsoulhustle.com/37 for episode number 37. We'll have the show notes there, links to those free workbooks. And I want to give you this final little call to action. I want you to step back and look at the last $50 to $100 you spent on Facebook ads if you've invested so far. If you have invested, where did that money go and how did it directly grow your business? I want you to really start critically thinking about where you're investing ads in your business. Now, if you haven't run any ads yet and you're simply listening to this to start to get your feet wet, that is okay too. Your assignment is to step back and think about where do I need more traction in my business to actually grow my revenue? Do I need more people on my email list? Do I need more people watching my Facebook Lives? What do I need more eyes on to get more bottom line results? So regardless of which camp you're in, I want you to start critically thinking about what it takes to get the results you want. Again, if you need any recap, you can grab the show notes. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I will be back next week with even more great content. But until then, I cannot wait to see you out there crushing your Facebook ads. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.